This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. I am Weekly Jeff here, hanging out in the basement, pre-recorded, of course, once again. But bringing you the new stuff, the good stuff, the happening stuff. And hopefully you're taking good care of yourself. It's friggin' Labor Day weekend, if you can believe it. It's September, for God's sake. Oh, boy. So we kicked it off with Labor Drive there from Jim, from his Tired of Waiting EP, which came out, 2018, really a couple of years ago already, eh? Yeah, so kicked it off with that doozy right there for this Labor Day weekend. And, we'll jump right into some new music, I guess, on that note, because... Jim finally got around. He's been teasing us for a few months now about this new track that he recorded with Carolyn Brooks, one of them Good Lovelies. And he's been meaning to drop it on a Bandcamp day for a couple of months and finally did it this week. So we got that for you. We got brand new Jim Bryson. We got the amazing Truckin' Record from Sean Burns and Lost Country. And... there's some great new merch. I didn't buy a lot of stuff, but everything that I bought was expensive. Because these Jim songs, he releases these great songs, and for a while now, he's been charging $30 a song to download this thing. And obviously, it's not for the casual consumer. It's for somebody who loves and appreciates Jim and wants to see him, you know, eat and stuff. So friends and followers of Jim go and pay $30 for a song because we love him and because we love the songs. So I had to pay $30 for that. Sean Burns and Lost Country, they released this amazing record of truck driving songs. All the money from it goes to support the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, their home stage. And that thing was $20, but I paid more because, you should, because we love the Times Changed and think about how much it's brought to all of us. It's worth more than $20. So I paid a bunch for that. And then I also bought the new merch from Mike Plume. He finally has, vinyl LPs and CDs of his latest fine record. And we'll hear something off of that momentarily. But first, here's that song from Jim. It's called Nights of a Thousand Sleeps, and it's Nights with a K, and it features Carolyn Brooks on Tell a Band to Go Home.
Listening.
last forever, yeah. Now folks around here, they have the fun drinking that beer in the summer sun. Well, we work when we work, when there's work to be done. But when the summertime comes, we don't walk, we run. Cause the summer's round here don't last forever. Summer's round here's when we all get together. When it's summer round here, man, it's now or never. Summer's round here don't last forever. Well, the summer's round here. The summer's round here. Yeah, the summer's round here. Don't last forever. On the grill, smell like perfect timing. We'll all round midnight, man, we'll all be shining. But one thing for sure, there ain't no denying that the summer's round here.
The summer's round here.
The summer's round here.
The summer's round here.
Yeah, the summer's round here. Don't last forever.
Thing that I'm a dying to see in the name. was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck, got tired of roaming, bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days. I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry, freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed into that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. Oh, he weighed about 210. He stuck his hand out with a grin. Said, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. Said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. But I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig or running on any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low. Said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out into the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me up a cup. I told the waiter, "Big Joe's setting this boy up." Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. Could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheel. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid. And he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at the crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe, Phantom 309. But every now and then, well, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe, Phantom 309.
Oh man, one of many, many highlights. Well, there's a couple of many, many highlights on this album. We got a lot of trucking to do. From Sean Burns and Lost Country, that's Phantom 309, originally done by Red Sovine. And I love a song where I can hear a performer smiling, and I know that they're just doing it because they're having the time of their lives. I can see Burnsy grinning when I listen to that song. And man, Grant Seaman's picking and grinning over there. Joanna Miller, Bernie Thiessen, Skinny Dick adds some pedal steel to those songs. Oh, so good, so good. You can only get it on the Bandcamp. It's a benefit compilation. They recorded all this at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club over the course of a couple of days. And all the money that comes in goes towards supporting that institution that does so much for them and for so many other Winnipeg musicians. You know, if you want to build a music community, you need to have a place where you can go anytime for a low, low price and see some amazing musicians. When you go down to the Times Change, what do you pay at the most? $10, $15 sometimes? If Will Prince is playing there, you might pay more, but you're not going to have to pay a lot to go see some incredible music. So you go down there, you get inspired. And also, because it's a place where so many musicians hang around, you get to do your networking, right? You find out who's looking for somebody to play with, so you can find yourself a band, or you can just, you know, go jam with somebody because of that. And then, perhaps most importantly of all, once you've developed a bit of a show, you need somewhere to go and play, right? You need a place that's going to give you the opportunity to play in front of people who might appreciate it, or might at least give you a chance. And the Times Change is great for that. Lots of local opening acts, lots of newcomers, up-and-comers get a little slot there opening a show at the Times Change. It's a super vital place, and it's one of the many reasons why Winnipeg music is as great as it is. And of course, music venues are pretty much screwed these days. Some of them are open and doing some business, which is great. You should definitely support them, the West End, and especially our friends down at the Park Theater, who are really struggling. Go on down there, buy yourself a drink, buy drinks for all the people in the place. I don't know, there's not going to be many people there. They keep it safe, they keep it distanced, they make sure you have fun, and they need your help. So we don't have an opportunity quite like this for other venues just yet. I'm hoping more of these things will pop up, but for now, you go to Bandcamp, you go to Sean Burns and Lost Country, you got a lot of trucking to do, you download that, $20 or more, and I encourage you to pay more, and you support something that not only do we like and appreciate, but we need here in Winnipeg. So we heard Phantom 309. We also heard Looking at the World Through a Windshield there. We heard a couple from Mike Plume. I ordered, I actually didn't have his previous record on vinyl either, I realized. So I bought a couple of vinyl records finally from Mike, including his latest, Lonesome Stretch of Highway. We heard Summers Round Here Don't Last Forever from that fine record. And a single that he released a while ago called We Are One Dandelions, which you can also get on the Bandcamp. And off the top of that little set, Jim Bryson with Nights of a Thousand Sleeps, which features Carolyn Brooks, one of them good lovelies. And it was good, and it was lovely. We are having some fun here, catching up on some new releases. Last week, I devoted a whole bunch of time, of course, to Justin Townes Earl. I'm still kind of having trouble processing that one. So we got a bunch of new releases that have been piling up. Let's start with this one. Oh, this is exciting. Gail sent me a link to this the other day. Gail says hello. We love Gail, of course. Gail from the Comfort Cafe. You can still catch reruns of her show Sundays at 6 during these weird times. Kind of hard to start a new show. So we've got a bunch of old favorites who have come back via the past. And on Sundays at 6, you can catch reruns of the Comfort Cafe. And I absolutely love to do that. Anyway, she sent me a link to this. I had no idea. It is obviously a rare and wonderful thing. Every time we get the opportunity to hear brand new music from this lady, it certainly doesn't happen often enough. This one also has an incredible video. If you can dial up the video, I highly encourage you to do that. It's got some powerful footage, but something brand new, oh my God, from Iris DeMint.
But it seems evil's won. two chords and a line. Is that so wrong? You wanna tell the same old joke? Just put it in a song. 'Cause time is shy and life is long, and that's why it hurts.
Really? to know someone. It's all in the way they say goodbye to the cushion name and slam the door, or kiss you for just one last time. It's all in the way they tell the story. Do they take the heat or take the glory? Hey, losing love is no one's fault. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. When all infatuation's gone and you tell each other what you want, when all the playing games is done, you really get to know someone. So don't make it harder than it has to. Other out somewhere, it's all in the way their eyes react. You turn around and smile at me, kinder than you had to be. You could have been a total stranger, but that's not really in your nature. And though it was a flash of time, I'm glad I got to call you mine. I learned a lot from loving you. I learned a lot from losing you. When all infatuation's gone and you see each other moving on, when all the playing games is done, you really get to know someone. And when there's nothing left to prove, it's a little too late, but ain't it true? You really get to know someone when they're falling out of love with you.
Masterpiece.
A second brand new single from the album Consider the Speed, brand new from Tara Lightfoot. It comes out in October. That one's called It's Over Now. Before that, Liz Longley. She's got a little EP out called Funeral for My Past. Some great stuff on there. I played you the Get to Know Someone from that thing. Something brand new from Elizabeth Cook in there from her album Aftermath, which is out this week, I think, Friday. Is that right? Two Chords and a Lie, we heard from Elizabeth Cook. And off the top, Surprise, something brand new from Iris Dement. That doesn't happen very often. That was How Long. Check out the video for sure. I think we got time for a few more little short ones here. Speaking of ex-lovers, I thought these two didn't really get along so much anymore, but I don't know. Maybe that's just a rumor. I don't really know. But here they are collaborating on a new track anyway. It's something brand new from a guy, you know, singer-songwriter guy we don't play too much on the show, but well, when it features Patty Griffin, I guess we will. Here's something from Robert Plant.
Parties in those honky tones. We're too much alike to like each other like we used to do. I like the way we used to love, but we have changed somehow. We'd see each other all the time like we should do now. You like to say
far for you. You said you'd meet me by the bridge.
You had your hair pulled back in tiny black barrettes, dressed up like some twitchy little kid. Cindy, don't it seem like this has been a long time coming? Spent the weekend all short-tempered and afraid. And all these perfect crosses make me scared and half hysterical. And the red ones make me fade. And the red ones make me fade. Flash bulbs hit me with an uppercut. My ATM card wouldn't work. That taxi was a paddock. And your raincoat must be cursed. 'Cause every time I see you wear it, there seems to be a storm that's coming in. When all these years get in between us, yeah, it's hard to force yourself to fall in love with friends. To force yourself to fall in love with friends. Force yourself to fall in love with friends.
Hey, how's it going? This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM, Winnipeg.
A fun new one that harkens back to the sound that we fell in love with way back in the beginning. And so maybe it's a resurgence of the fun Elliott Brood that we used to love. That's brand new from them. They got an album coming out called Keeper. Got a dog on the cover and a dog's dinner on the, I don't know what happened to that bird, but it wasn't good. Anyway, they got an album coming out called Keeper. I think it's out on True North, or not True North, Six Shooter Records again. Are they back with those guys? Might be. That's called Bird Dog there from the boys of the Brood. Before that, Craig Finn, he put out a new thing, kind of a leftovers compilation on Record Store Day. Double LP, All the Perfect Crosses. We heard the title track. I didn't buy it, but I've been thinking about it a lot. I saw it a couple times. I think they had it at Sunset, whatever it's called, the one in the mall. Might be worth going to the mall for a copy of that. Might have to do it. And we also heard something in there from Robert Plant, produced by Buddy Miller. Oh, Buddy Miller, he's so great. And featuring Patty Griffin on that. I didn't know they were still friends, but I guess maybe they can work together. Maybe they're just too much alike there. Robert's got a new record called Digging Deep Subterranea coming out, and that's on it. That's pretty good. You know what I forgot to mention before? You missed it today, but every Sunday morning, Mike Plume is doing a live video broadcast. I'm sure you can catch it archived on the social media or the YouTube. So dial that up and then get ready for next Sunday morning with Mike Plume. We got to take a break. We're going to pay a couple of bills. We're going to come back with some more pre-recorded goodness here on this here program, Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being with us, you good people.